Ever had a moment where a setback hit you so hard that you started doubting yourself? Not just for a week, but for years. I've been there myself. About a decade ago, when I first started working with elite sports people, and one of the athletes I was working for had a major setback. And instead of seeing it for what it was, I turned inward, I blamed myself, I let the doubt creep in, and before I knew it, I was playing small, holding back from my best work, and second-guessing my place in the coaching industry. In today's episode, we're breaking down why setbacks can do that to you, why you take them so personally, and how to stop that pattern before it derails your confidence, your performance, or your purpose. Most importantly, I'll share the shift that helped me get back to leading, impacting, and owning my value, and how you can do the same in your world. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport as I see it is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. About 10 years ago, when I first started working with elite sports people, a couple of incidents that helped me to see a pattern, and there was another incident that actually held me back from doing this work for a fair while because I confused the outcome. I made it too personal instead of looking at the bigger picture. So I want to talk about sometimes the thing that looks like a failure is actually you're just looking at it the wrong way. So the first thing I noticed was when I started to work with these elite athletes is that they get it. And I still find that now. They take action. They muck around with things. Here's what you got to do. They know that it's important. They just do it. But what I also noticed was that a fair bit of the work we were doing was actually around their personal life. They knew high performance principles. They knew what worked. But sometimes they had trouble mapping it across to the areas of their personal life that were most important to them. And I just wonder how often that happens to people in all walks of life. Is that they've got areas of success, but they don't have a way to map it across. So I want you just to spend some time contemplating on that. If you have your journal, write it in there. If you haven't, get a journal. And I just want you to think about where are some of those areas that you already have success? And what are some of the key aspects of that? What are the key steps? What are the parts of that process that you go through to get success that you can apply across the board? I also want to tell you about the second part of this story when I was first working with these elite sports people. And that was with a young footballer that I helped with one particular process around getting yourself into a high performance state. And I was excited to hear how they went in the first game that they played since we did that process. And they said, usually it takes me a while to get going. But I was on from that whole warm-up, and then the start of the game, I was so on. And it was really unusual because I'm usually take me 20 minutes to get into a game. He said, but the problem was I wasn't really ready for it, so I was moving so quickly, and I got to a tackle that I probably wouldn't have otherwise even been involved in. And I took someone down, and I got sent off inside 6 minutes. And they were disappointed. I think I was more disappointed because I was excited to hear the results of the work that we'd done. But then to hear 6 minutes and they got sent off, I was pretty gutted. And of course, I blamed myself. And that particular moment, it slowed me down for a long time. I actually started be dialing back some of the things I did, sticking to sort of more basic processes, not sort of going full on into some of these high performance elements that I'd learned, I started playing small. And it took me a few years before I sort of sat with that particular moment and that person I'd been coaching and looked at it from a different perspective. Having a think about the fact that, okay, well, let's look at what had actually happened. It usually took them 20 minutes into the game, but because we'd changed how they showed up, the state that they showed up, they're actually able to be switched on through the whole warm-up and ready to go from that opening whistle. Now, that was obviously so foreign to them that they were like maybe overstimulated, maybe overhyped, and they weren't able to find that balance because usually they eased into a game. So before any performance, before any time you play any sport, there's a certain level of arousal you need to get to. And as we see from this particular instance, when there's too much arousal, then things can go wrong. That's why there needs to be an element of that switching on, but also having that level of calm. Now, some of these realizations came as I developed more skills and I got more experience. And sometimes some of it was also because I'd had some time to actually think about it and probably had more belief in myself of what I was doing and the results I was getting. And also realizing that I'd allowed one, not even a mistake, one setback to dictate how I was going to go forward instead of learning from it. So had my time over, I would have actually spent more time journaling on it, getting advice around what I'd done, trying to put more things in place to counter that particular situation. But instead, I, to a certain degree, I sort of ran away from it. And there are probably still times that I do this now. Like, this is not coming from a place of perfection. And I learned that lesson in that particular area, but there are other areas where sometimes where things don't go so well, and you can take steps backwards, and I'm not immune to that either. The important part is eventually finding that self-awareness and getting clear on it, but also realizing that when that sort of thing happens in the future and now when it happens, I get on the front foot and unpack what happened and why it happened and what steps I can take to make sure it doesn't happen again or to improve the situation. I get straight on it. I don't fear the concept of it being a mistake, or I don't fear things going wrong, because it's just the next step to the next thing. And the faster you can react and be decisive and go forward anyway, the better things go. But it allowed me to get to this place of indecisiveness and uncertainty. And, well, the reality is that nothing's certain. So there's really no point wasting time, energy in that state of self-doubt, when really what I should have done was review, find the reality of the situation, reset, and then go again. Make any adjustments I need to make and just carry on. And I share this because I know sometimes when you're on a growth journey and you're trying to improve, that you can listen to people and you can maybe put them on a pedestal and you can listen to the stories and go, oh man, that's so far to go. But you really don't have that far to go. You really don't. And there are still mistakes I'm making, and there are still things I'm getting wrong. And so I want you to continue to move forward, because so often I would look at, I'd compare myself unfavorably and it would slow me down. Whereas now I look at people who are doing amazing things, and I'm like, how can I be more like that? How can I accelerate my path by trying to adopt more of that by running towards failure, by running towards things that might challenge me to face down some of the things that didn't go well and really have those brutal self-honesty conversations so I can adjust. So yeah, wanted to share to make that clear that I'm by no means perfect and I still go through so many different challenges. So I just continue to try and find new ways to get better. Because for all the comparison about where you're at, where I'm at, there's always going to be someone who's doing a much better job. Unless you're number one in the world at anything, then there's always going to be someone else. And even the person who's number one, there was always someone before that was better than them. And even if they're the best that's ever been, there's always going to be someone else that's going to be better than you down the track. So you may as well try and be as good as you can. There's still challenges. There's still things that you still need to learn. Sometimes you just need to step back. Be kinder to yourself. Rest. And go again.
You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.